favorite.
Yeah, what's up?
So our past few podcasts have been, you know, spoiler casts, right?
Correct.
And there was a lot of gaslighting and those, right?
Yeah.
I like to apologize for gaslighting you both times.
Whoa. You're apologizing for gaslighting me? What is this?
I know, right? You totally did try to gaslight me that first episode because that recording doesn't exist. What are you talking about? I gaslit you and Riven both times.
Yeah, there's no evidence of me gaslighting you, so.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, yeah. A lot of gaslighting. And I'm totally not gaslighting now. No, why would I do that? What, would I do that as a joke? What are you? Crazy? So yeah, so we're doing the Barbieheimer kind of a spoiler cast.
The Barbenheimer.
So Brent, before we go on, I want to ask you something. Do you think justice will prevail?
I do think justice will prevail.
We'll come back to that. But anyways.
Okay. I was going to say we could do the Shin Barbenheimer. I rewatched Shin Kamen Rider.
I did it, but we could.
The only thing I'll say is the Amazon version is better than the one that was in theaters. That tunnel scene is properly lit.
Oh, wonderful.
And the subtitles are way better, too.
Wonderful. That's what I like to hear as a man who enjoyed Shin Kamen Rider. Anyways.
Yeah, so yeah, overall, hey, Shin Kamen Rider, it's still really good. I hope the home release is better than Shin Ultraman.
I too hope it's better than I haven't seen Shin Ultraman, but
do you know what's wrong with the home release?
I'm going to guess something involving subtitles.
Yeah, so they do the thing that Funimation did mm-hmm. with Shin Godzilla and remove the big Japanese titles at times, and then also the subtitles. There's lots of typos and errors and misspellings.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
And stuff, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so Barbenheimer.
What order did you watch them in?
Barbie then Oppenheimer.
I watched as Oppenheimer God intended. Then Barbie.
Oh, as God did not intend, as Satan intended, because it's not Harmer, it's not Opera Arby, right? It's Barbenheimer.
I know, but we wanted to start off with the heavy first.
No, and then. You gotta save that. The heavy was the good shit. You gotta save that for last. All right. I got my pop and my popcorn done through Barbie, so I can just sit straight through Oppenheimer. All right. We had to move for 3 hours.
We had a break between them, so we went to go eat lunch.
We also did that, but I just wanted, you know, but no, because I was talking to my friend about because we tried to get him as close as possible. Because originally we were supposed to go play disc golf today, but then it got real shitty, like, first thing in the morning. And the humidity was outrageous. So we got later times. Because originally our plan was supposed to go see, like, Barbie at, like, 10:15, and then Oppenheimer at, like, 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
10:30, whatever. 12:30, whatever. So, no, it would have cut in a little bit, but it's fine. Whatever. So we saw the later times, and it worked out. So, yeah, so we left. We got some lunch, got gas, came back. People were really confused why we walked back in, but...
Oh, okay. See, at mine, the theater was packed.
So, Oppenheimer was for me, Barbie was not.
Okay, yeah, both of ours were packed. We saw them on Saturday, and the theater is just full, constantly.
So, did you see Oppenheimer in IMAX?
Yes, we did.
That's how it's supposed to be seen, and it was worth it all. That was wonderful.
Yes, definitely. I wish the seats in my theater were better, but
Brent, you got those nice seats, right? You got the nice movie theater, right? I got the shitty fucking 1990 movie theater seats, right?
Well, the IMAX seats are fine. It was the Dolby Digital, which we saw Barbie in, which are the ones that recline. So that was nice. Do you want to talk about Oppenheimer first or Barbie?
What do you want to talk about first, Brent? Because I'm fine either way.
I guess we can talk about Oppenheimer first.
Cool, I like that one. All right, Brent. Mm-hmm. We need more scientists like Oppenheimer, right? We need scientists who fuck.
And who also fumble bad bitches.
This movie is three sex scenes. It's great.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting the third one. I'll be honest. I'm going to get out of nowhere. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Why is he naked? Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. That was the one in the fucking conference room.
Yeah.
Freaking, like, me and my friends were watching, and then he was naked, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Then the camera keeps panning, and it's like, oh, he's getting the fucking Sloppenheimer in this room.
Oh, weird. I love this movie. This movie's great.
Oppenheimer is great. Yeah, it's a really good movie. I'm not the biggest Christopher Nolan head.
I'm not either.
I respect a lot of the stuff that he does. He, like, you know, wants to dedicate shooting on film.
Right, Brent, I'm going to make a confession, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen none of the Batman films from him.
They're fine.
I have not seen a one.
I think they're overhyped a little.
Yeah.
In particular, The Dark Knight, I think Heath Ledger's performance really elevates that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, those movies are fine. I don't like the aesthetic of the fucking Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Prestige?
I have not seen The Prestige.
That's a really good movie. That's probably my favorite movie that he's done.
That was brought up in the movie channel chat
earlier. Yeah.
What a good film. Anyways. So, how do we start talking about this biopic?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm not the biggest Christopher Nolan head. I do respect that he wants to put... He wants to, like, shoot on film. He wants to, like, do practical effects a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really good. I think that really, you know, helps the movie. Like, all of those scenes that are kind of in, like, the close-up of, like, an explosion or something, like, those aren't CG. That's, like... Oh, I saw, like, an interview. He was talking about how it's, like, they were filming, like, paint being thrown against a wall, like, super zoomed in and stuff like that.
So you're telling me that Christopher Nolan got permission to launch an actual nuke and record it?
It was just a really big bomb.
So a nuke, gotcha.
It's kind of it's a weird movie to talk about because it does the thing, I guess, Christopher Nolan likes to do, I guess, in more recent movies, is tell the story in a non-linear fashion.
No, I actually really enjoyed that. I also enjoy how you had it in color in black and white, depending on whose perspective you're looking it through.
Yeah, the color is Oppenheimer's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the black and white is outside of his perspective.
Iron Man, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. It was Iron Man.
Yeah, I did not know Robert Downey Jr. was in this movie.
I also did not. So when I saw him, I was like, huh. But did you know that Josh Peck was in the movie?
I did. I saw him and I was like, is that fucking Josh Peck?
Oh. So weird that he's in this film, but I'm not going to question it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like the nonlinear nature of the movie because I think it helps the pacing stay pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, like, linger on a courtroom scene or something like that for too long.
No, we get those nice flashbacks in between.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, kind of... You know, we see, like, a lot of Oppenheimer's personal life. I didn't know a lot about the guy.
Man, I wish I knew more about him. Apparently, this man's getting bitches. He got bitches on his dick.
Yeah, I guess he was a bit of a womanizer.
This man had, like, three affairs.
He's fucking just slinging dick all around the 1940s.
That's why we need more scientists who fuck, all right?
Not only that, but in the Communist Party.
Yeah, in the Communist Party, he fucks communists. But he wasn't a communist. They made that clear. He was not a communist. But he fucked communists.
Yeah. And, like, I guess kind of piecing the film together chronologically while talking about it might be the way to go about it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because, like, you know, you get to see, like, his early life, him going to study abroad in Europe, talk to physicists and stuff, and he almost killed one of his teachers.
Put some cyanide in an apple.
Yeah. And you kind of, you see him, like, learning, and I did not know he's the one who brought quantum physics over to America.
I think I remember that from somewhere, but...
Yeah, and, you know, he becomes, like, a professor and stuff, and then you see, like, you know, bits of his personal life, talks to, you know, like, he gets into relationships with people.
Dirty, like, communists. Said,
dirty communists, which ends up kind of being his downfall.
What do you mean? Why would communists be his downfall in the Cold War? What do you mean, Brent?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what the Red Scare was.
No, that didn't happen. No.
Yeah, but something I'll say, the acting in this movie is fantastic.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Cillian Murphy is incredible. Like, his like, facial acting is really good.
Mm-hmm. He got that Jordan Peterson haircut, though.
Man. I didn't notice that. Don't point that out.
Look, I'm just saying, old Oppenheimer looks like Jordan Peterson. I can't unsee it. No, you can't either. You're a curse with knowledge.
Robert Downey, like I said, Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie. He's great. It's been a while, because I don't think I've seen him outside of a Marvel thing.
I'm trying to think.
In forever. Did you see Dr. Doolittle?
No, because I had no interest. Look, I'm beyond, I only go to the fucking movies when there's giant, like, atomic lizards and bugmen, alright?
Mm.
And I'm doing it for a mean bit about Barbenheimer.
I haven't seen Robert Downey Jr. outside of Marvel in a while, so I watch this movie and I'm like, oh, I forgot you know how to act. It's crazy.
Oh, you're not improv, and it's so weird.
It's like, man, you're a really good actor. He's also in The Prestige, by the way.
Ah.
He's pretty good. No, wait, hold on. I was thinking about The Prestige. Who plays... Does David Bowie play Nikola Tesla?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, really big actors in this movie, too, that I was surprised to see constantly. Jack Quaid. Josh Peck. Yeah. I knew Matt Damon was in there. It's, like, the ultimate gathering of middle-aged white actors that you've ever seen.
Oh, fuck, what's his name? Chandler from Friends. He was in there.
Chandler's in there? Hold on. Rami Malek.
Oh, I swear, he was the lawyer. The other lawyer, not the bad guy lawyer. I swear that was him. Am I crazy? Am I being gaslit?
You might have been crazy. I know the guy, the main guy from that movie Sky High is in this movie.
But I'm going to look at the cast right now.
Okay.
So what was his name? Was fucking like Raj or something. Like a fucking Tristan Truman.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr. is not in The Prestige. I was thinking it's Hugh Jackman. David Bowie is Nikola Tesla. Okay. Anyway. Yeah,
I don't. John Clark. I swear he looks like Chandler from Friends.
You said John Clark?
Jason Clark, my bad.
Oh, Jason Clark. Okay, hold on. I'm on the page right now. Let's see if I can find him.
I swear he looks like Chandler.
Oh, Jason Clark. I guess kind of. I guess I can see it, yeah.
He's Chandler at home.
Chandler at home.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, like we said, it kind of, you know, keeps bouncing back between different time periods. So you see, like, you know, a bit of his early years studying abroad. You see his, like, kind of family life, and he keeps cutting to, like, this thing. He's being interrogated in, like, a small room due to his Communist Party connections.
How he just kept slaying all that puss, and they wanted to record that on record.
Yeah. And I guess I'll mention it, in one of the parts where he's describing how he had an affair with someone while he was married, his wife looks at him, and this is when he becomes naked in that room. And then his fling, who, Florence Pugh, I think, is that
yeah.
Her?
Yeah, yeah, Florence Pugh,
is just like riding him
in the middle of this room. She's grinding that dick in the dust. She's going at it.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I'm like, it's kind of weird. It's like, you know, the movie is like pretty grounded. It has some imagery. Then like that scene is just like, what the fuck are we doing? This is weird.
I was not expecting. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, like, I get what they were going for, but...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, he's being interrogated for that. Then there's, like, a guy who... Robert Downey Jr. What is his character's name? Louis Straw.
Louis Straw, yeah.
He was, like, trying to be appointed as a government official. And sort of, like, what he was... His relationship with Oppenheimer is, like, brought into question. And stuff kind of like throughout the film, and you find out that, oh, he's like the reason why Oppenheimer was investigated for communist stuff.
All because he's being a petty little bitch.
Yeah. Because, like, I guess Oppenheimer made a fool of him.
Something about Swedish import of ions, and he's like, that's stupid, bro. What the fuck? That's cringe, bro. What do you mean?
Of isotopes.
Yeah. And then he was upset that he was called cringe and, you know, threatened to take him down.
He's like,
from that day forward,
I'm not cringe, you're cringe.
Cringe.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see that society's always been this way.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of man, you call someone cringe and the other one gets upset.
Yeah. And then, like, another big portion of the movie is, like, there's him trying to develop the atomic bomb and, you know, kind of, like, following him and the different scientists' process of doing it.
And then, you know...
All the tests and stuff.
And then how he regrets making the atomic bomb.
Yeah, he regrets making the atomic bomb. And
Oh, go ahead.
It's one of those situations where it's like he was overcome by his curiosity and wanting to know, that he didn't think about the human consequences of it.
Well, see, and that's something that fucking got me. They're like, oh, why did you have even more problems back when you were making it? And it's like, okay, hold on, wait a minute. You just can't be like, oh, you weren't feeling this way, you know, 4 years ago. What's the difference now? It's like, dude, people can fucking change. Especially, you know, when they invent a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah.
And then they see what they do, and he's like, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah. You know, just kind of, like, follow his life, and all this other stuff. It's... Yeah, all of the acting is, like, really good in this movie.
The sound direction in the film. It was...
I do think the sound mixing kind of... drown out a bit. Like, drown out some voices a bit.
I think that was intentional. Because, you know, there's a lot... Like, this movie's very loud. And I think it's meant to be very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the sound of a nuke is very loud.
That scene with the bomb...
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, doing the countdown. I expected it to be loud, like, as soon as it hit down to zero.
I was expecting Nine Inch Nails to show up. But watch Twin Peaks, it's fine.
Yeah, watch Twin Peaks, it's really good. Anyway. Yeah, because I expected it to be really loud, and it wasn't. And then it hit.
So then I was talking to the friend who I saw it with, but he said he really liked that, because that's how, you know, a nuke would function. That it would be quiet, and then, you know, 30 seconds later, the sound hits. Because, you know, light travels faster than sounds, you know. Anyways.
Yeah, the music in this film is also really good. Did you look up what the artist did before this movie?
I did not.
He produced several of Childish Gambino's albums.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me he worked with Nine Inch Nails, and I would have, like, see it comes full circle.
He did production on all of Childish Gambino's albums. Okay. And films. Let me see what other... Marley and Me?
That's the one about the dog that dies.
Yeah. 30 Minutes or Less?
Wait, hold on. Is that the, based on a true story where they get the bomb, they strap it to the pizza guy?
Yes. Oh, Creed. Black Not Panther. Rocky. Venom.
Oh, God.
Turning Red? Okay. Yeah, the music in this is really good.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but like I said, like, it did, like, kind of drown out, like, voices and stuff, but I guess it wasn't as bad as Christopher Nolan's other movies have gotten.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it really is, like, a really hard film to talk about, because, like...
Because of how, like, non-linear it is.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's more like it's something you gotta experience, I think, to get the full, like, the full grasp of it. And trying to explain it to somebody just doesn't work.
Definitely, yeah. It's... Yeah, definitely. The movie is very much an experience.
Like, definitely gotta see it in IMAX. Like, it was shot for IMAX, so you need to see it in IMAX. But, like... So I will point out that when me and my friend got tickets, we got tickets to sit in the third row. But I noticed when we got there, it was like, oh, we got moved back for some reason. which was fine, because we got more leg room that way. But I kind of wanted to sit closer to the front, so we know the fucking new cabin, we get that full, you know, that full sound blast.
Mm-hmm.
No, I shout out to the one guy who tried to sit up front, but his friends wouldn't let him. But he wanted to be front row. He wanted to be right, like, in the middle.
Look right up at the screen.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like... I guess it's so difficult to talk about, like...
Yeah, and like, because like, Oppenheimer is like a pretty interesting guy in how he like his like personal viewpoints. He was like, you know, very progressive, especially for the day. Like, there's that scene where he was trying to unionize the lab and everyone's kind of like laughing at him.
We don't need unions, we're side. Quick, you got any relation common with a farmer? The guy's like, everything, all right, get the fuck out.
Yeah, and like, he didn't join the Communist Party, but he was hanging out with people who joined them.
He liked some ideologies. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, and his brother was a part of the Communist Party.
Because I don't even know if he actually got married to that woman.
I think he did.
His wife was, like, part of it, so she convinced him to join. He's like, oh, you know, Oppie. Because everyone just fucking called him Oppie for some reason. He's like, oh, you should join too. And he's like, nah, I'm just here to fuck bitches. I'm here to drink and fuck bitches. He did both things.
He did do both things, in fact. And yet, like, it is a really good, like, historical biopic. Like, it definitely, like, I learned stuff from it, from, like, the world. I was also reminded of stuff, like, how I forgot that the Manhattan Project, it was a race to develop the nuclear bomb.
Because the Nazis,
Germany and Russia were working on them.
I really enjoyed the scene where, like, it's right before his wife shows up, you know, to testify or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they talk about, like, oh, you know they had the affair, and, like, what's his face out of her broken heart? He's like, that, oh, that's nonsense. He didn't know about the affair. I'm like, I love this man. It's just like, I'm like, yeah, I had the affair, but he didn't know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what a wonderful guy. But Brent, have you seen any of those people who said we didn't need a film about Oppenheimer? We needed a film to talk about the effects on, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I didn't see those. I saw the one that's like, Oppenheimer's a 3-hour biopic where not a single Japanese person shows up. Either that or people complaining they didn't show the bomb drop, and it's like, no.
That's not the point.
The horrors of the situation is when that military general is like, let's don't bomb Kyoto. I had a nice honeymoon there. Let's bomb somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, no, I was fucking talking to my friend about that. I was like, yeah, shout out to that guy. He's like, yeah, we love cities. I like Kyoto. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Come on.
It's like, that's like, that shows how, like, horrifying the situation and, like, the government was at the time, better than showing the bomb go off.
And I grant, I know people want to say, well, we didn't need to drop the bomb. We did. Japan was not going to surrender. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that debate because people get really,
look, really I'm passionate just, about I'm it. I'm just saying, when you have the Nazis and the Italians who gave up, and Japan's like, let's fucking go. Round two, bitch, I didn't hear no bell.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to give up, but just move on.
Fucking Harry Truman in this movie.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Fucking thank you, Gary Oldman, for the performance. But whenever Oppenheimer is like, he's talking about how he, you know, like, they should stop the nuclear program and stuff, Harry Truman basically calls him a little bitch.
He's like, get that bitch out of here. They're gonna remember me, not him. Sorry to break it to you, Mr. President. No one remembers what the fuck you did. Look, no one knows what the fuck he did, because not only did he had Oppenheimer, but he had fucking MacArthur, and I love how he got brought up but not talked about in this film, because he's a fucking character.
It's like more people know the character of Sheriff Truman in Twin Peaks.
That's true. Sheriff Henry Truman. Harry Truman.
Yeah.
So Brent, quick, do you know anything about MacArthur?
MacArthur? It's not McCarthy. I don't know if I do.
So, let me tell you about how this man, when he took over Japan, his first demand was to take a photo with the emperor. Because he is 6'5", and the Japanese emperor was 5 foot.
Okay, I was getting MacArthur confused with someone else. Who is the one that told Japan to open their border? That was Perry.
Yeah, that was Perry.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
No, so, and then when President Truman showed up to the island, MacArthur told him to get the fuck off. This is my island now. I'm in charge here. And Truman's response was, I can't do anything. Because if I criticize him, I look bad for criticizing a war hero. So I'm just going to leave. He's the reason why Japan has no military to this day. Because he's made them sign that document.
Well, I guess they have the Japanese Self-Defense Force, but...
which is not the military.
Yeah.
That's why... this is part of the reason why the American, like, you know, the military budget's so fucking high. Because they're one of the countries we have to fucking protect. But anyways, and yeah, no, MacArthur is a fucking character. But go on.
And that's why they were building the boat underwater. There we go, now.
See, now Yakuza 6 makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But he demanded that photo because he wanted to show that their god king was flawed because he was taller by like a foot.
God.
No, he was an asshole, but he's also really fucking great if you look at what he fucking did. Oh, I can't wait for his biopic to come out and everyone hates him for being racist. Anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, like there's a, you know, like they talk like a lot about that in the movie, like the horrors of the bombings and stuff, and there was that scene where Oppenheimer's giving a speech to people.
Oh yeah, he has a lot of hallucinations in the film. They're doing really well.
Yeah, and he starts like hallucinating burning bodies and gonna push up my glasses. Those kids were waving flags with 50 stars on them.
Fuck, what was it? What fucking film? Was it Oppenheimer that where they pointed out that one of the fucking actresses said wearing her fucking Apple Watch? I think it was.
Was it in Oppenheimer?
I think it was.
Mm.
It was like, okay, like shit happens, right? Like,
yeah. That's a time traveler. It's gonna connect to, you know, the next movie.
Brent, this clearly is a prequel to Godzilla, alright?
I thought this was a prequel to the John F. Kennedy movie.
I also fucking love that. It's like, oh yeah, there was this one young guy from, like, what was it, Maine? Or who was it? John F. Kennedy. I was like, okay.
Oh shit, they're gonna tease the fucking, who would a bad director be for the John F. Kennedy movie? The Zack Snyder John F. Kennedy movie.
I can't believe we're going to be in the fucking the Hymenverse.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
A fucking, like, a biopic, like, cinematic universe. Hold up, Britt, that actually might be a genius idea. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, did you see the end of the movie where fucking Oppenheimer is visited by fuck, it would be a good choice. I was gonna say Einstein, but then I was like, wait, Einstein is in the movie.
Dr. Magella.
Young Sheldon. There we go.
Elon Musk showed back in time to recruit on the save Twitter.
It's like, Oppenheimer, you know what you have to do? Kill Elon Musk. Anyway. Yeah, Einstein is in the movie.
He's fat. He's fat, Einstein. Yeah.
It's a. I like how Einstein scenes kind of bookend the movie.
Yeah.
I really like that. The ending to this movie is great. Like the conversation with Einstein and kind of Oppenheimer looking off into the distance.
And how technically, yes, they did unleash a chain of events that's going to destroy the world.
Yeah, because one of Oppenheimer's big fears was that it could start a chain reaction that just ignites the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Which luckily
in quantum physics, they're technically not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Matt. How much do you? Oh no, go ahead.
I was gonna say, oh yeah, Matt Damon's the army guy.
Yeah, because I was gonna be like, I'm like Brent, how much do you know about quantum physics?
I the most I know about quantum physics is from. Maybe from sci-fi visual novels.
Ah, I see. You're a shifter. You're a shitter, I see.
True, I was born a shitter.
Gold star, anyway. I feel like I made that joke last time, too.
Probably.
Because I took some quantum physics in college, because it was tied in with my philosophy class, but... Mm. I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's neat to see stuff. How, like... I do like how they point out, like, there's still, like, there's never, like, a 0% chance on anything with quantum physics. Anything is technically possible.
Yeah.
Technically, your hand at any point could go through your desk if you hit it. Anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, Matt Damon was the army guy, and I thought he gave a great performance.
Yeah.
Although it was weird seeing him with facial hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else to talk about, though. But, like, it's so weird to talk about this film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like... So I guess we move on to Barbie, then. because I don't have a really good transition or anything else to say.
But yeah. Oppenheimer's a great movie. I really liked it a lot. It is kind of hard to talk about, especially with how nonlinear it is, and kind of like lining up events.
Look, if you don't want to see the film, go read a history book.
The movie didn't feel like it was 3 hours either.
It didn't. No, it was really good.
Yeah. So
I will talk about how there was like a fucking guy, right? So for, you know how on in a movie theater, like there's like two X's between the right and the left, right?
Yes.
So this fucking guy who was on the fucking right side of the theater kept walking to the left side to leave to go out. He did it like 3 times. I'm like, motherfucker, what are you doing? I'm trying to watch, you know, Oppenheimer, fuck this bitch, right? He kept doing it during the sex scenes too, so I don't know what was up with him. He did not want to see these sex scenes. He did not want to see Oppenheimer slamming pussy, alright?
He did not want to see Oppenheimer getting the Sloppenheimer.
Also, for some reason, because I fucking noticed him, like, in my peripheral vision, because he was, like, 2 rows back, he fucking, like, kept standing up and, like, leaning forward, like, bro, what are you doing? Bro, what are you doing? Like, the past 2 times I've been to a theater, I've had some weird theater experiences, but that's... I'll bring some stuff up with Barbie, too, but that's nothing, like, too outrageous.
Okay. Yeah. But, Oppenheimer, very good. Trying to think if there's anything else.
I don't think so.
I'm on Wikipedia for Oppenheimer, and it mentions Barbenheimer.
No, Barbenheimer is an actual article, yeah. Like, that's now, this kind of scenario has happened in the past, where people do double features with things that don't really add up, it's just conveniently at the same time. But we live in 2023, so the Zoomers have to make it about their generation. Anyways.
Yeah, are you excited for some other studio to try replicating Barbenheimer and it fucking bombs?
I'm expecting... Wait, who tried to do the Dark Universe?
Universal, I think?
Hold on, the Universal, which is the Universal film? Hold on. Somehow I feel like Universal is going to fuck this up.
Let me see real quick. I'm going to... The Mummy. With Tom Cruise. God, the movie was 2017. Let's see.
That was 6 years. I almost said that was like... That's like 2 years ago. I was like, wait, no, hold on. We're in 2023. No,
wait a minute. Yeah.
The pandemic happened. Look, I'm going to say straight out. Time has gone too much faster with after the pandemic, but go on.
Yes, that was a Universal movie.
But was Oppenheimer a Universal movie?
I don't think it was. I can double check. I think it's 20th Century Fox. It might
have been. It is distributed by Universal.
Okay. So what you're telling me is the end credits scene of this should have been Tom Cruise coming up to Oppenheimer. Be like, yes. I'm recruiting you for a Dark Universe. And he's like, what?
Hold on, I'm just trying to see why the fuck is Oppenheimer rated fucking like 3.5 stars. I'm seeing mostly 5 stars reviews. I want to see the 1 stars. Neither the type nor the hype is too blunt by Nolan. What? The biggest minus point of this film is screenplay. Not intriguing or tight like in other Nolan movies. I don't think this man understands.
Oh god, that just reminded me. Did you see that awful tweet that was like, it takes 40 minutes for a woman to talk in Oppenheimer and it's during a sex scene? It's like, that's just like a sad way to consume art. Just going to a movie theater with a clipboard and a stopwatch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people are complaining about that it's not linear.
I can see people not liking that it's not linear.
Anticlimactic, blah, blah, blah. Narrows, we killed, you know, Japanese. More could have died. That didn't happen. Wow. Talk about simplifying things. But to the level of a third grader, Sid from Toy Story blowing shit up is cooler that way. I like when people like, it's boring. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you expect? Like, I don't fucking... Fuck off. These reviews are making me upset. Anyways.
Let's look at some other reviews. And nobody told him to Stoppenheimer? Sounds pretty good. Watch this after I watch Barbie call me Atomic Blonde. That looks pretty good.
I also saw it after I saw Barbie.
Now I have become deaf, destroyer of ears.
Look, I was 100% expecting it to be loud, and I'm okay with that. My eardrums.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll go deaf. I don't care. I'm already getting old. Who gives a shit? I'm 30 now, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I kind of rolled my eyes a bit when during that first sex scene, whenever she's like, "Read this," and he's like, "Become deaf," and I'm like, "Okay."
No, Britt, I had the opposite act and I clapped. I'm like, yeah, he said the thing. like, I nudged my friend and I pointed. I'm like, he said the thing. We laughed. I thought it was comedic. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was comedic, but.
I did order the I've Become Deaf shirt, but it's in the Barbie font. I can't wait for that to show up.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Anyways. Mentioning Barbie, that's a great transition to go into Barbie.
Yeah, I watched Barbie second. You watched Barbie first.
I watched it first. First thing in the board.
Yeah, Barbie was also pretty good.
It was alright.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought it was pretty mid. I laughed at some bits, but I thought kind of mid. Not gonna lie.
Overall, I liked it. I didn't like it as much as Oppenheimer.
Oh no, I love Oppenheimer.
Oh yeah, same here. Like, I would probably put, like, a point lower.
I think I'd rank Oppenheimer, like, probably somewhere between an 8 and a 9. Barbie, I think I'd give, like, a 5 or 6, to be honest.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd give Barbie an 8. I laughed enough times.
But, Brent, did you get beached off at the movie?
I did get beached off at the movie.
I hated that so much. I'm like, I get it. It's a masturbation joke. Can we stop it?
You know what I really liked about Barbie? Practical sets.
You know what? I like that. That was nice. I enjoyed when the ambulance came up and it like opened up like the toy. I was like, you know what? Clever.
Yeah, and like I saw behind the scenes stuff of whenever they're going to the real world. Mm-hmm. Those transitions, like that's all practical effects. Effects too.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yeah, that's cool. It's nice seeing sets in a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Barbie was pretty good.
It's alright.
Yeah. I think Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, perfect casting.
I do enjoy, because there's a fucking narrator in this film. And how Barbie's like, I'm no longer like the definition of perfect. It is like, note to the filmmakers, this does not really apply when you have Margot Robbie playing Barbie.
Yeah.
Which, I was like, you know what? That was funny.
Which I think this is like, is this the first time I've seen Margot Robbie in a film not wearing Harley Quinn makeup?
Oh, she played Harley Quinn?
Yeah, she's Harley Quinn in the 2016 and the 2021 Suicide Squad movies.
Well, what the fuck? You Google her name and fucking screen goes pink, there's sparkles. Freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, Google does that stuff.
What else was she in? She was in Suicide, The Wolf of Wall Street, never saw it, to be honest.
I need to watch that.
She's in the fucking, there was a Tarzan movie in 2016?
What? Hold on.
The Legend of Tarzan?
What? What the fuck is this? Hold on a minute. Wait, she's Jane Porter? What do you mean Alexander Skarsgård is in this movie?
What do you mean Samuel Jackson's in this movie?
What? Wait a minute. What the... who fucking released this goddamn movie? Okay, Warner Bros? It wasn't...
So Brent, we're watching this movie, yeah?
Oh, it has a really low rating.
Yeah, we're watching it, right?
tag yourself. Are you the really bad CGI gorillas Alexander Skarsgård taking his shirt off all the time for no goddamn reason? The fuck ugly color palette or Tarzan single-handedly ending slavery? What?
So, yeah, we're watching this, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll add it to my fucking watch list.
She's gonna be some fucking... What's fucking Larkins? What the fuck's this? Some fucking DreamWorks movie. Well, Brit, there is a movie called The Legend of Tarzan, Tarzan Reborn, alright? I don't know if that's the same Legend of Tarzan.
I don't think it is, because this one's just The Legend of Tarzan.
Because this is The Legend of Tarzan, Tarzan Reborn. Oh, it's only 15 minutes. Hold on, why is it only 15 minutes?
Oh, is it like a short that released with the movie?
It might have. Okay, that makes more sense.
Anyway, yeah, this is like the first time I've seen Margot Robbie without wearing Harley Quinn makeup. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you are right. You can't make that point with her in the movie.
I do enjoy that this fucking movie opened up as a parody of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That was funny, yeah.
I enjoyed that. That was very good.
Yeah, I liked the opening scene as well, where like she's going through the toy house.
Yeah.
And everything's fake. I thought that was fun. And then they redo it after she's like, you guys ever think about dying?
I also enjoy how she could have just walked through the walls, but she still walked around the fence and went through the front door.
Yeah.
Like, I did like some of those jokes like that, where they kind of, like, played with the fourth wall. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. And then, like, just some... Yeah, so, like, Barbie, she kind of becomes aware of death.
And everyone's like, that's weird.
And it's just like, you gotta go see Weird Barbie.
She's the one that's all fucked up. We gotta talk about Ken, right? And how he can't swim.
Yeah, his only job is beach.
But Brent, there's a reason why he can't swim.
Why?
We'll get back to that anyways.
Oh. Okay.
Brent, this joke is gonna pay off for me, but not for you. I'm letting you know this now.
Okay, gotcha. Ryan Gosling is perfect casting.
He is.
He's great.
I enjoy him in some scenes later out of the film, but we'll get there.
Yeah, the other Kens are fine, except for fucking, what's his name, Simu? The guy that was in Shang-Chi.
Oh, Asian Ken, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about him?
No. He's a Chinese nationalist.
He posted on... Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay. No, he posted on incel forums on Reddit.
Oh.
And, like, frequented them.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah, it's a little... Yeah...
But yet, Ryan Gosling was afraid of him. Also, can we talk about Gaykin?
Which one was Gaykin?
He was the that guy with the blonde hair. Because he said, my friend Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Also, Michael Cera's in the film.
Michael Cera's Alan.
I loved him. It's great.
Yeah, he's great. They also show Midge, who was the pregnant Barbie.
Yeah, that's... And
they're like, it's like, oh, that was weird. Let's not talk about that. But yeah, she becomes aware of the concept of death and has to go see Weird Barbie. And this part of the movie's weird.
Well, because she's Weird Barbie.
Yeah, but then she's like, okay, you gotta go find... the human that's playing with you in the real world, because them being negative is impacting you in the Barbie world. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, okay, it's a little
Also, I do enjoy the map that, you know, Weird Barbie poured down, and when it showed, like, North America, it said all of the United States.
I like that map is the reason why it's banned in, like, Korea. Because it just shows the part where it's like a, it just shows like Asia.
Oh.
And then people are like, is this movie supporting China? Because it's just like one large area. It's like, no, this is a kid's map.
It's almost like a child designed this. Crazy. It's almost like American children are stupid. Anyways.
Yeah, so then she's like, you gotta go to the real world and go solve this problem. The way how you get there, you have to go through these, like, kind of, like, play sets, I guess?
Yeah.
It's like, you go across a bunch of vehicles, like the car, the bike, the spaceship, the camping,
the boat,
the snowmobile,
the boat,
and the boat, yeah, and then rollerblades.
I also, like, before she left, it's like, good luck on, and it's like the whole fucking, like, like two sentences explaining why she's going.
Yeah. And then Ken sneaks with her.
Because Ken's proven that he's not a coward.
Yeah, he needs to prove to Ken that he's not a coward.
Yeah, Ken needs to prove to Ken that Ken's not a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan's there, too. But yeah. Alan stays back with Ken. But not with Ken.
Great quote from Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. Ken's got no money. He's got no job. He's got no car. He's got no house. You know, he's going through some stuff.
He got beach.
Yeah. His job is beach.
Look, I also enjoyed the line later in the film of like, oh, where did the Ken stay? And Barbie's like, I never thought about that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. But then, yeah, you know, Barbie, she's excited to go to the real world because it's like, oh, we totally inspired all of these young girls to, you know, go with these careers, and the world's going to be run by women and all this other stuff. And then she goes there, immediately gets catcalled by a construction worker.
All right, and this is where I'm like, all right, hold on, wait a minute. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. All right. I was talking to my friend about this. I need to point out. The weird theory experience was there's three older women who decided to sit in front of me and my friend for some reason, and they did not like the fact that we were watching Barbie.
Did they turn around because and complain?
They kept looking back at me. I'm like, what the fuck? But anyways.
That's weird.
Because I'm like, alright, I get it, you know, misogyny, whatever. I'm like, but this isn't like every man is not going to catcall you.
Yeah.
Like, in the year 2023, in current year, that's not happening. Because yeah. Everyone's too afraid of being canceled on Twitter, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a little exaggerated. But anyway, you know, like, they're just kind of walking around trying to find, you know, who's playing with Barbie in Los Angeles. They get arrested twice.
The first time, I don't think they really got arrested because she, like, fucking punched a guy, but, like, okay.
Yeah. I like how whenever they're getting their mugshots done, Barbie just says Barbie, and then Ken says, and Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Then they go, they get some cowboy outfits.
Yeah.
And they don't pay for it, and they just run.
They get arrested again.
Yeah, and so then, you know, Barbie, she's got a thing, so Ken wanders off. And Ken discovers the patriarchy.
Like, what the fuck? Where did he walk in with a fucking plate of Bill Clinton on a fucking TV, alright? Look, yeah, they had the chance to put Trump up there, and they didn't do it.
They probably didn't put him up there for a good reason.
I mean, you're probably not wrong, but the same time, who was thinking of Bill fucking Clinton and the patriarchy? Nobody. There's also horses and other things.
Mm-hmm. Horses and beer.
I think there was an eagle at one point.
Probably. But yeah, he's like seeing all of this stuff, and he's like, whoa, this world's so different. Men rule the world here.
The patriarchy, no, no, we're just better at hiding it. I'm thinking, okay, hold on.
I thought that was pretty funny.
So then the Barbie learned they gotta go to school because she sat next to an old lady.
Yeah.
Well, which I don't know why Barbie looked back at that old lady. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know who that old lady was. And I don't know what she served.
Yeah, me either. But anyway, you know, she goes to the school. And then she meets the library. Yeah, Ken goes to the library to get books on horses and the patriarchy and stuff. And Barbie's there, and she has to talk to the most annoying little shit kid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did not like this character.
I was like, oh, you suck.
Dad, you can't speak Spanish. That's appropriation. Okay, hold on. He's just trying to communicate with his Spanish wife. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, this kid's a little fucking little bitch. Did not like her. I don't know if that was the point or not. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Barbie, like, wants to cry about that, and Ken just takes the books, and then there's Mattel, and then Mattel's like, oh, shit, like, the FBI called them, right?
Yeah, so, like, I do like the fact that Mattel's like, yeah, no, make us assholes, it's fine. I'm like, you know what, mad respect.
Yeah, I like Will Ferrell as the CEO.
Yeah, wait, hold on, he's the leader of a fucking toy company again, like in the Lego movie.
Oh.
Wait a minute, hold on. He's also an elf. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway. The Mattel's like, we gotta get Barbie back into Barbie world.
So can we just talk about how this is not the first time that this other dimensional island plane has crossed over?
Oh yeah,
in this canon.
Like, what's the other thing that happened?
A skipper doll came and said she was going to babysit a family's kids. She took a toddler surfboarding or something.
Okay.
But it's like, can we just talk about how this is not the first time this has kind of happened, and the fucking government's just like, you know what? We'll leave this door open. It's fine.
Yeah, but, yeah, so they need to get Barbie back, and while Barbie's, you know, dealing with that, Ken goes back to Barbie Land.
To teach them about the patriarchy.
Yeah, because, you know, he's telling the great news that men can rule the world.
It's ham-fisted, right?
Yeah, it's a little ham-fisted. As much as I like Barbie, I do think it was a little too blunt at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Barbie escapes, and coincidentally, the mother of that kid is the one who's been fucking up with Barbie.
Because she felt depressed, so Barbie feels depressed.
And she was making new Barbies, like, here's Barbie with cellulite.
Here's depression Barbie. here's imminent death Barbie. Like, okay.
That's a good Barbie, though.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So then Barbie's like, well, we gotta go back to Barbie World, Barbie Land. Mm-hmm. You know, so they go through the portal, the mom, and the kid.
And this is where Barbie turns into One Piece. see, all right.
He can't swim because he has the rubber fruit. Is that what the joke you were making?
No. Okay, so, shit. So, Brent.
Yeah.
You. Justice will prevail, you say. But of course it will. Whoever wins this war becomes Justice, Brent. That's from One Piece. That's from the great character Don Flamingo. Hold on. I'm gonna send you a picture of Don Flamingo, right?
I think I know what he looks like, but does Ryan Gosling look like him?
Yes! Hold on. Let me just give you default Don Flamingo. Let me open up Discord. This is where it turns into One Piece, and this is where it becomes the Dressrosa arc. So this...
Let's see.
You know, just compare okay. that with that. Okay, like,
yeah.
The same picture.
Okay, yeah.
But I made that meme, by the way. That's okay. my meme. 100% original. Don't steal it. But anyways...
I'm gonna steal it. Hold on.
Damn it! No, so you see, he can't... So since he's Don Flamingo, he has the string fruit, which is why he can't swim. Because he is a devil fruit user, but he's Don Flamingo. And you see, he's taken over a country and remade it in his old image by doing a coup. And then he's defeated by someone made of rubber and set the place back to order. And because everyone forgot about the old kingdom and the old way. This is just Dressrosa.
Do you think Greta Gerwig read One Piece?
No, I just think this is a really big coincidence.
That'd been funny.
Yeah, I've been setting up this whole joke just for the One Piece bit.
Anyway.
Brent will never read One Piece, and I would be sad. But he's going to watch live action. I have thoughts about that.
I'm going to watch the live action version.
And I'll then watch me, it with him just to hate watch it.
And then me, you, and Riven do a spoiler cast. It's going to be great. No. Anyway, so they arrive back in what is now becoming Kingdom.
The Kingdom Land.
Yeah. All of the Barbies are now, like, subservient bimbos.
And John Cena shows up.
He's a mermaid. That was pretty good. And then Ken, he's made his
Mojo Jojo Casa House.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo Casa House. And there's a bunch of horses everywhere and fire.
Oh, did you see that fucking tweet of someone's like, man, I can't believe Barbie copied Naruto.
Yes, I did see that. That was really funny.
I was like, oh my god. No, they, it's One Piece. Look, I'm just going, this is my favorite part of the movie because they turned into One Piece. This is where me and my friend really started to make jokes. Now I understand. See, now the three older women could be mad at us because me and my friend were being disrespectful by talking to them in the movie because we were making One Piece jokes the entire time.
Wow.
Look, the first like hour, right? They had no right to be mad at me. This last half hour, 100%. I'll give them the last half hour, but
yeah.
God, it's just Doflamingo all over again.
But yeah, so they go there, and now Barbie Land's all like this, mm-hmm. and Yeah, Ken, he's basically, like, kind of in charge now. Because he's the one that taught all of them about the patriarchy. And then they got to come up with a plan. To get rid of the patriarchy.
And the staff is having Barbies give the Kens brewski beers.
Yeah, brewski beers.
It's brewski beers. At first I thought the patriarchy was about horses, and then it wasn't, and then I really didn't care about it. Look, Ryan Gosling is the best part of this film.
He is. I love that music number that he has.
Oh, with the dance off?
No, where he's like, I'm just Ken.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Ken enough.
I want to get that sweater.
I also want to get that. Anyways, yeah. But no, you see, first, you gotta have Barbie go into her depression arc, because she can't stop the patriarchy. And then she's blaming everyone but herself. for all the problems. So they go to leave, but then Michael Cera was like, yeah, let's fucking go. And then he fights off like 20 kids. That was so good.
It was great. I love Michael
Cera. I just love when the fucking mother and daughter are talking. You just see Michael Cera in the background.
Yeah.
Also, the really great line, as soon as those kids figure out how to make the wall go sideways instead of up, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, Michael Cera's great. I love the part where they're trying to, like, kidnap Barbies to free them from the brainwashing.
He's just there.
And then he tries to, like, jump over the fence.
Ellen, just go around.
But yeah, the way to break the Barbies out of their mind control is to explain to them the patriarchy of the real world. And then they snap out of it.
I didn't enjoy this part of the movie. I liked it better when it was about One Piece.
Yeah, this part's kind of weird. And then they do a plan. It's like they gotta kidnap all the Barbies. So it's like, tell them you've never seen The Godfather, and then have them explain The Godfather to you.
I've never seen The Godfather.
Same.
So I guess we're Barbie Brent. You're Brent Barbie, and I'm Trash Barbie. It's fine. Anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, they're doing that. They're kidnapping them and everything. And then their plan is to pit all of the kins against each other.
I also really enjoyed that. The fucking Same. War scene on the beach.
Yeah. That's great, because then it goes out of the beach and into, like, a dance-off.
They beached each other off.
Yeah, they beached each other off.
And then the Mattel guys show up. I love how their names are just Executive Number 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they're...
Can we also talk about how the Ken ruling Barbie Land affected the real world, that they were selling Ken toys, and they're like, oh, we're selling way more Ken toys.
Yeah, it would be funny if they started manufacturing the Mojo Jojo Casa House. It would fucking sell really well.
It would. You don't have to say Casa and house. Casa means house. But it's fine. That was a good
song. Yeah. Then they, you know, free all of the Barbies while this is all happening. So, which means the Kens don't get to vote on changing the Constitution. So the world goes back to normal.
And then Ken gets all depressed because he loves Barbie, but Barbie does not love him.
Yeah.
Because Ken is an incel simp. Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, kind of everything's going back to normal. And then Barbie doesn't know what to do.
Barbie's ending. Yeah, what about Barbie's ending?
And so then, like, Will Ferrell's like, okay, Barbie falls in love with Ken. And then she's like, no, I don't want that. What are you talking about?
Can call him mother.
Oh, we didn't talk about the old lady.
Oh, yeah, the old lady when she escapes the Mattel.
Yeah,
and the kitchen, and then on the 17th floor.
Yeah, for some reason, and she's like, she explains like the purpose of Barbie. It's like, it's like, I don't look like Barbie. It's like Barbie's supposed to be like this symbol.
I'm 5'5" and the tax evasion.
Oh yeah, but she kept talking about tax evasion.
I don't know if that actually happened. I don't know if that's the actual woman who fucking owns.
That is not the actual woman. The actual woman's dead.
Okay, that explains a lot more why they can make a fucking tax evasion joke. That also makes a whole lot more sense when Will Ferrell says her ghost haunts the 17th floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
She's like, I am Mattel until the IRS found me out. Anyways.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like Barbie doesn't know what to do, so she goes to the real world and, you know, kind of like, and then the mom and daughter and then the father drop her off
at a gynecologist appointment.
Yeah, because I thought it was like a job interview. I'm like, okay, I guess that's what's going on. And then she's like, I'm here to see the gynecologist. Hit credits. I was like, okay, that was pretty funny. I wasn't expecting that.
Uh-huh. I just Googled, like, you know, the fucking creator of Barbie tax evasion for the boss up. Still, she couldn't have evaded a tax evasion investigation. In 1978, a grand jury indicted her and several other former Martell execs.
Okay, that's pretty funny. Charged
conspiracy fraud and false reporting.
That's pretty good.
I mean, the actress they got to play here fucking looks just like the fucking woman.
Oh, she died in 2002.
Man, that's 20-something years later.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, I like the Barbie movie. I do think it kind of, I think like we said, it gets a little preachy.
I enjoyed when it became One Piece.
Yeah. You see, I think Ken in this movie is a perfect role model up until the last 20 minutes.
No, see, when he's Don Flamingo, he's the perfect role model. Because now people go watch One Piece. Yeah. He's not. Don Flamingo's an absolute shit human being. But Britt will never know, because he'll never read One Piece.
It's true. Unless he shows up in the Netflix show.
Look, I posted that meme on Reddit, right? And I got, like, you know, like 2,000 upvotes or whatever. And people were like, man, he really should play Ken in the live action. So Ryan Gosling really should play Don Flamingo in the live action One Piece.
That'd be funny.
They can't afford him. It's Netflix. This is going to look. Actually, it might get a season 2. I'm gonna be honest, because One Piece fans are stupid.
True. Yeah, I would agree with that.
God, have you seen the second trailer?
No, I'm gonna go in blind. Oh, wait, maybe I saw the second trailer. Was that the one that just came out?
Yeah.
I did watch it, yeah.
With Arlong and his fucking dumbass nose.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know how people can say, oh no, he looks perfect. I'm like, no, he looks awful. Let's be honest. He looks bad. Can't wait to hate watch this show.
Same.
No, Britt, you're going to enjoy it because I will be suffering.
Also, they're going to be like, that's fine.
Look, I'll accept the rest of the Netflix show being shit as long as they don't fuck up one scene, but I feel like they're really going to fuck up one scene. And it's like the scene for like early One Piece that makes or breaks the series for people.
Okay. But yeah, overall, two really good movies released at once.
Well, one good movie, one pretty mid movie, but that's just fine.
I think that song Ryan Gosling does really helps elevate the movie.
I feel like Ryan Gosling being Don Flamingo elevated for me. If they had him be like that the entire movie, it would have been perfect.
Did you also think it was weird that the end credits song was like some remix of the Barbie Girl song?
Yeah, because I also felt that was weird. They also played that song throughout the movie.
It's like they should have maybe just gotten the Barbie Girl song instead of doing a remix.
Yeah, it would have been fine. But I don't know. I enjoy that the song that gets sung at the beginning of the movie is sung every day for Barbie. When she wakes up.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And then, you know, when shit goes wrong, the song's like, oh, I guess we'll just stop because we don't know what's happening. Because, you know, her feet are flat. Like me, I'm flat-footed. I'm so flat-footed, I gotta get custom inserts. Yeah, that let me explain, right? So, apparently that's the reason why I'm also short.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my feet are just completely flat, so my arches aren't up. So with these arches in, I'm like 2 inches taller. I'm not even making that up. I'm like 2 inches taller when I actually have my feet arched properly. I didn't like it. It's a little weird. I don't like being this tall. Yeah. Read One Piece.
I don't know.
Brent. It's the ending, no matter what, is going to be disappointing. And I'm just going to get this out here. And people need to accept this as fact. Because the ending's been hyped up for, like, you know, almost 30 years. It's going to be disappointing. But it's fine. That's why you gotta enjoy it now. With fucking Rubber Hose Man. That's kind of a spoiler, but you want it now.
Hi, hello. That is the end of this spoiler cast. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of weird coming in here real quick, but I was gonna play that song that plays in the Barbie movie that Ryan Gosling sings, where he goes, you know, he sings about how he's just Ken. However, I realized maybe it's not a good idea to put a big copyrighted song from a big movie at the end of our podcast. And I know they don't have copyright detection on, like, podcast stuff, but I'm just gonna play it safe. So, typically I play a song at the end that matches what we talked about, but, I don't know. I can't really think of anything. So, I guess enjoy this song from Octopath Traveler 2, a game both me and Andrew have been playing. Who knows when we'll talk about that. Tune in for the next podcast. It is probably going to be me and Riven talking about Final Fantasy 16, whenever he finishes those side quests. All right. See you next time.